And also, another question along the same lines would be around like the spectrum of like maybe really refined co-op, you know, through, you know, some of the offenses, the smaller offenses, and then the heavier stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, is there different, like a different way of deciding depending upon the severity of the...
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you know, somebody is transgressing Sangha Disesa blatantly, then you don't wait for the right time so he feels okay and I feel okay. And you know, it's something has to be done, and that's a protecting the sasana, protecting the training, protecting the sangha as a refuge, and so that refuge for the resident community, or refuge for the greater lay community, so that one is trying to uphold appropriate standards for a samana, for a religious seeker, and that has to be acted on quite quickly. Whereas other things that are more refined aspects of etiquette, and then you sort of slowly work on those.